Chapter 6. The ark of the Lord was in the country of the Philistines 7 months. The Philistines called for the priest and the diviner, saying, "What shall we do with the ark of the Lord? Show us with which we shall send it to its place." They said, "If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, don't send it empty, but by all means return him a trespass offering. Then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you." Then they said, "What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him?" They said, 5 golden tumors and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for 1 plague was on you all and on your lords. Therefore you shall make images of your tumors and images of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from off you and from off your gods and from off your land. Why then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts? When he had worked wonderfully among them, didn't they let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore take and prepare yourselves a new cart and 2 milk cattle, on which there has come no yoke, and tie the cattle to the cart, and bring their calves home from them, and take the ark of the Lord, and lay it on the cart, and put the jewels of gold, which you return him for a trespass offering, in a box by the side of it, and send it away that it may go. Behold, if it goes up by the way of its own border to Beth Shemesh, then he has done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that has struck us, it was a chance that happened to us." The men did so, and took 2 milk cattle, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they put the ark of the Lord on the cart, and the box with the mice of gold in the images of their tumors. The cattle took the straight way by the way to Beth Shemesh. They went along the highway lowing as they went, and didn't turn aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them to the border of Beth Shemesh. They of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. The cart came into the field of Joshua the Bethshemite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they split the wood of the cart, and offered up the cattle for a burnt offering to the Lord. The Levites took down the ark of the Lord, and the box that was with it, in which the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone, and the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day to the Lord. When the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. These are the golden tumors which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering to the Lord: for Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ashkelon 1, for Gath 1, for Ekron 1, and the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the 5 lords, both of the fortified cities and of country villages, even to the great stone, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remains to this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. He struck of the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. He struck of the people 50,070 men, and the people mourned, because the Lord had struck the people with a great slaughter. The men of Bethshemesh said, "Who is able to stand before the Lord, this holy God, and to whom shall he go up from us?" They sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath Jearim, saying, "The Philistines have brought back the ark of the Lord. Come down and bring it up to you."